Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we get to do every once in a while, we chatted up with our friend Bao Vang from the Better Business Bureau. She is the Vice President of Communications for the North Dakota and Minnesota Division of the Better Business Bureau. And we could not be more excited to talk to her and just learn from her about some of the scams that are out there. Bao, how goes it?
It's going really well. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy having this conversation with you.
Well, thank you.
Fall is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, this is a lovely time of year, and it's not a time, I guess, when the scammers stop because they're going year-round. You're pretty busy at the BBB, aren't you?
We work every day to try to track down scammers, give information to our consumers, and help and coach our businesses to be better. So it doesn't get quiet around here ever, and I love it, and it keeps us going, and we are so thrilled and honored to do this work.
Well, I know that some of the scams that you encounter are cyclical given, you know, the time of year and perhaps what people are doing during a certain time of year. And a lot of times they have a new little tweak to them to throw people off. But isn't it just amazing how many different scams are out there? But the one thing in common is they're trying to trick us out of our money.
And our identity. So two things that scammers really, really, really want. And it doesn't matter how they're trying to get to us, but they want our money and they want our identities.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, even scarier. You know, Bao, every once in a while, I have passwords and things on my phone or on my iPad, and it'll say, you should probably look to reset your passwords because This website was compromised. Is that something we need to do every time?
I think we should be so grateful for that message that appears. For example, I just received this note as well last week. This email and password have been appearing in a data breach, and so we recommend you to update your password. Wow, what a gift that is, right? Unfortunately, that it was and that it has appeared in a data breach, but at least we get the digital reminders that there's something we can do, that we can control about our identity, and that is changing our passwords. And so we should just be in a cycle of monitoring and updating our social accounts, or really any account, but to get that visible reminder, it is alarming, but also really a positive thing that that's something we can control and we can change right away. Now, it just takes 2 minutes, maybe, to change that, and some of us don't do that. And I can tell you, I haven't done that every time because, oh, I'll get back to that, and then you kind of forget.
You totally forget, or you're in the middle of something else. What about Face ID, though? When you have a Face ID as a password, isn't that pretty safe or no?
Good question. I use Face ID because I forget all my passwords, so everyone is different on different accounts. But I love the Face ID. I love the convenience of it. And now, I can't go into all of the security issues related to Face ID, but I think, you know, technology is just getting savvier and savvier, and I think a lot of it we take for granted, and we don't think too much about what does that mean when our iPhones have our biometrics, you know, remembering on our devices. But I haven't heard a lot on our BBB Scam Checker related to the Face IDs. So I'm taking that as a good sign too.
I think so too. Well, we are back to school, and in the fall, I know that a lot of kids actually are given devices, you know, even at a young age to take home with them to help them do homework. And a lot of those devices I know are set up with some parameters to keep things safe on the internet. But we really have to be careful, don't we, about internet safety, not only for us as adults, but especially for kids, because bad people can come into our house this way. And that's a new phenomenon. When I was growing up, we just locked our doors so bad people didn't come in. But now they come in by way of the internet. So I know you wanted to have some frank conversations with parents and kids that might be listening about this topic?
That's right. So because of this back to school season, kids are more online than ever, right? So they do get tablets and laptops assigned to them. And outside of that, they might have phones at home. Even on TV, you can connect to smart, you know, your device might be a smart TV, and that might also be exposing you to the internet and to nefarious people online. In fact, one of our common quiz questions for people, just to get them engaged in scam prevention, is guess how many devices at your home can be hacked? And people don't think about anything. Any device that's connected to the internet can be hacked. So we're talking about smart thermometers and thermostats and smart TVs.
Okay,
baby monitors.
What?
Yes.
My smart thermometer?
Exactly. Oh, yes. Anything that can connect to the internet, someone, a scammer, some evil person, some con artist might be able to hack, and they get into your system and either, again, steal your money or find information. Or in case of like Ring cameras, they can look inside your house or look in your neighborhood for certain things. We're also talking about smart refrigerators. There are such things now, and more people than I thought have them. And certainly those can be also vulnerable to getting hacked as well, in addition to all the things that you might think about, like the laptops, the tablets, and phones. So,
are you going to make me feel better? Because I'm feeling worse right now.
I'm going to get you informed. And I think the more and more we are surprised by those things, the more and more we can fight off the crimes that are related to the internet hacks. And so I want you at the end of this session to be like, okay, I was so appalled and disgusted and frustrated and surprised by what I heard from Bao, but now I feel more equipped with tools and information so then I can avoid getting scammed.
All right, well, lay it on us.
Continue. As parents, we should all be thinking about how our children can stay safe online and avoid being easy targets for online scammers. Mo, you have children. I have 3 kids. My kids are young, and they are on their screens more than I really want to admit. And honestly, I don't know what they're doing 100% of the time. And that is a scary thing as well. And so first tip here is mom and dads, we have to be careful of our kids creating accounts on websites without our permission. And so some of you out there are saying, oh, well, I would never give them permission. Well, some of us just don't have the resources or the time or really are thinking about it as much, or we think we trust our kids or we trust the internet. Well, social media sites are ripe with strangers with intentions that may be quite different from ours. So many sites are designed to collect and sell unauthorized user details and behaviors to advertisers seeking targeted marketing. When creating an account, some kids may falsely create a birth date to meet the minimum age requirement. That's easy. On Roblox, that's a little game system and software program, all you have to say is you were born in 1975 instead of 2000. Know what your child is doing online, so that's number one. And keep track of the social media sites and account to which they have access. That's the best way to fight off this who's creating an account on which app and which website without my permission.
Scary.
How do your kids do? Are they downloading apps and how would you grade their activity online?
I would assume they're like most teens where they have a lot of the social media accounts that other kids do. And, you know, I think you can lock those down a little bit more so. And I would hope that parents would encourage their kids to do that. So all this information isn't just out for the world to see, but maybe for a finite number of people that you deem as your friends.
That's right. Right. So the next one is just be careful of contests and giveaways. Now, they often collect a hefty amount of personal information on their entry form, and many contests and giveaways are thinly disguised ways of collecting personal or financial information that could lead to identity theft. So in this case, ensure your child does not have access to banking or credit card information and supervise the filling out of any forms. Next one here, be careful of phishing. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. If you've heard about this, it's when you receive spam and junk mail to email accounts. The kids often get junk mail too, and since they don't have much online experience, they are more susceptible to clicking on links and answering questions they probably shouldn't. One thing I didn't know, my kids, because they go to school and they were signed up for email accounts. I did not know that. So I bet the junk mail gets in there all the time. And I don't know how. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. We have a high school senior, and I bet he has had 50 offers from different colleges to come and check them out. And I have a feeling that he signed up for the ACT test, and I think that's where that came from. That kind of bothers me.
Yes, and there are legitimate ways to buy distribution lists of people. So it might be all seniors in high school. I want to target them with an email. And so, you know, this is where, as a young person or any person, you might want to read the terms and regulations related to what you're signing up for in an account. Or if you're, let's just say you want an account with a retailer, well, they might sign you up for all kinds of other additional things and that you don't even know of, but you've opted in, and then that gives information over to companies who might be targeting you with other information. So emails may be legitimate, but the last thing parents want or need is certainly a bill from a fraudulent website where a purchase may have been made, or worse, you might give up personal information that can be tracked back to your home. And back to your comment about, well, all I had to do previously was lock my door and no one could come in and I was safe. Now there are other ways that strangers can access you and your personal information and your family. And then lastly here, and this is, I'm talking to myself, parents also get to know your kids' apps. And apps is short for applications, and they're downloaded software that operates on various devices, such as smartphones, tablets. However, certain apps might collect and share personal information about your child or target your child with ads. Even free apps may include paid features, and children may not understand that some apps or game features cost money since they were labeled free to download, and then fine print, it might say, like, in-app purchases are allowed. They may click on these so-called free games and cost parents or guardians a hefty bill at the end of the month. We used to see this maybe 10 years ago when apps were just getting more popular with young kids, and kids were getting more devices, you would see bills and laugh at, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that kid just ordered 50 games and it cost a parent $6,000. Or they made in-app purchases of $1,000. How silly is that? Well, the apps themselves are getting harder to download. There's a lot more multi-factor purchasing, which is good, but it's still quite available to anyone who can navigate through that and have a quick code or a password to make purchases. And so as parents, you don't want that bill. And as a parent, you want to make sure, what is it that your kids are downloading and who's on them? Because when our kids play a certain game, for example, something called a Roblox, where they're able to go online and play games with all people from around the world, there is a chat feature. And the chat feature, people can be messaging your child all the time. I have seen on my child's chat, "Hi, baby, how are you today?" And that makes my skin crawl. Because you're like, oh my gosh, my child is, at this time, 8 years old. She can read that. And I certainly hope that she's not responding back to them. So since then, I've disabled the chat, thank goodness. But it takes almost those lessons to be like, whoa, whoa, what's happening here? I can't believe they can get through. Want to talk about some tips to manage online privacy for all the family?
Yes, please.
Okay. Very quickly, number one, don't share your location. That's a really good tip for all apps and all opportunities that might require you to sign on to something. Number two, use parental controls, and that's just a way for you to better control what's happening and what they're browsing and who they're talking to, their security systems. And then lastly, share with care, and remember, personal information is just like money. So while what is posted online can really last a lifetime, parents can teach children that any information they share online can easily be copied and is almost impossible to take back. So, oh, you post a picture of yourself with your friend and you know what? You regret taking that picture and sharing it. You take it back. You seem like you deleted it, but it might still be out in the world for social media to see. So talk to your kids about who might see a post and how it might be perceived, and show them how anything they can do online can positively and also reversely negatively impact other people.
And I know this is really important to you because, again, you have dedicated space on your website specifically to back to school and also keeping kids safe online. Do you want to direct people, please, to the Better Business Bureau's website?
Yes. Our website is pretty easy to navigate. It's bbb.org, and we have this full page. It's called Back to School. So it's your headquarters for anything related to back to school, to get your children ready, and how you can get your kids, how you can get yourself ready for back to school to keep them safe and educated about anything that can be tripping you up. And that's related to social media too. So go to bbb.org, search back to school. You'll be able to find a page about tips, shopping for tech supplies, how to take advantage of even tax-free shopping days, safety on the bus, on the internet, scholarships, or employment scams targeting young people, and then all kinds of other things, hiring tutor or choosing online education or finding private schools near you. We want to be a resource for you at any point of your life. So whether it's back to school or having a child who's going to school for the first time, we want to help you keep your money in the bank and also keep your identity protected and safe. So go to bbb.org, report any scams or suspicious activities to bbb.org/scamtracker. It's a free interactive tool to report and also search for scams. And give us a call anytime you want to chat about something that you're experiencing in your life, you need a second opinion, we are here for you. 651-699-1111.
Bao, thank you so much. Such great information and really important information. Bao Vang is the Vice President of Communications with the Better Business Bureau of North Dakota and Minnesota. We could not be more excited to always visit with her. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.